It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, September 26, 2014. Today is the birthday of American pianist and composer George Gershwin, born in Brooklyn, New York in 1898, to a Jewish family with Russian and Lithuanian roots. He had no interest in music at all until the age of 10, when he attended a violin recital given by his friend, Maxie Rosenzweig. From that point on, music was the most important part of his life. His parents had recently bought a piano for his older brother, Ira, but to their delight, and much to Ira's relief, it was George who played it. Equipped with a fine ear and with the benefit of wonderful teachers, Gershwin became one of the virtuoso pianists of his time. He quit school at 15 and made his first money in the music world as a song plugger in New York's Tin Pan Alley, earning $15 a week. His first big break came with his melody for the song Swanee, which soon attracted the notice of singer Al Jolson, who made it a huge hit. In the years leading to the early 1920s, Gershwin recorded innumerable piano roles, made a brief foray into vaudeville, and collaborated with other musicians and lyricists on a number of Broadway shows. With wordsmith Buddy De Silva, he created a one-act jazz opera, Blue Monday, regarded as a forerunner to his magnificent Porgy and Bess in 1924. Over the next half dozen years, there was an avalanche of hits, including Lady Be Good, Funny Face, Strike Up the Band, and Of Thee I Sing, the first musical comedy to win the Pulitzer Prize for drama. Equally at home in the classical world, he composed Rhapsody in Blue in 1924, and it remains his single most popular work. He lived for a time in Paris, where he tried to study composition with several noted musical artists, including Maurice Ravel. They all rejected him because they feared rigorous classical training would destroy his brilliant jazz-influenced personal style. Ravel greatly admired Gershwin's playing, and his rejection letter contained high praise. Why become a second-rate Ravel when you're already a first-rate Gershwin? After writing An American in Paris, which received mixed reviews, Gershwin tired of Europe and came home. In 1935, he completed Porgy and Bess, one of the most significant American operatic works of the 20th century. Despite its brilliance and the remarkable genius of such individual pieces as Summertime, I Got Plenty of Nuttin', and It Ain't Necessarily So, it was a box office failure. Gershwin attempted to recover from the Porgy and Bess letdown in Hollywood, composing scores for popular films. Not long afterward, he began to suffer blindingly painful headaches and irrational hallucinations. The condition was diagnosed as a brain tumor. Surgical intervention failed, and Gershwin died on July 11, 1937, at the age of 38. The Lincoln, Nebraska Star remembered him in these words. He was the master of the new music of his time. He came from rags to riches, from obscurity to national popularity, and to his credit it left him largely unchanged. He worked far beyond his strength, and he was a pioneer in the music that he gave to this country. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 26th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.